Season 3 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by Triple R Nutrition. Triple R Nutrition is a very clean, very pure way for you to get all the nutrition you need. It doesn't matter if it's whey that I'm holding right here, creatine, daily multivitamins, fat burners, rest, sleep, anything you need. Very clean. It's very pure. But it doesn't just stop with how much it does for your body. This line of supplements was designed specifically to support the Envision La Fuente ministry in the country of El Salvador that takes disadvantaged youth and offers them a brighter future through education. Be a part of doing great things for your body and doing great things in the world. Triple R Nutrition. See in the show notes exactly the link to click on and get everything you need to help yourself and help the world be a better place.
I want everybody else to be able to host magnificent events. These are principles that apply to pretty much any event you want to host.
Those gray hairs on your head were hard lessons earned. So take it from us. Don't have to repeat the same mistakes that we've made, and take these principles to the heart to really blow up your event.
This is an event. This is the place to be, and we're excited about it. And from there, you can start growing it.
Yeah, and in your case, pairing up with people just guarantees that they're in the old people's age division.
That's right. Ricardo's Rules of Resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficulties. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, along with Coach Ricardo, and today we got a special episode for you guys, the three ways to blow up your event. This can be any event. We specifically focus on DECA events. Stick around for step three and hear about how you can use the current event you're doing to bring in leads for your next event and continuously trickle in leads to your events. Coach, you specifically have done a lot in the DECA realm with hosting massive events. So tell us a little bit more about your expertise in this field.
Well, I'm super blessed to say that for a three-year period when we owned our gym, we were the leading affiliate out of over 300 affiliates in the world. We managed to have the number one revenue generating gym. So we're very fortunate in that world of Spartan DECA to have hosted many large events. I've gone on to do road shows and had success with the road shows. And we put together a DECA Fit road show, which is not something a gym normally hosts in most circumstances, but our gym led the way, and we had other excellent gyms in the Midwest come together to put on this large scale event in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we've had some experience and had some success along the way, and I feel very privileged. You know, you learn a lot by doing things wrong, and we've done plenty of things wrong, but we've managed to narrow down, okay, here are the bad ideas. Let's throw them out. What are the good ideas? And so we're going to be able to share the good ones with you today, the things that work, so that you don't have to sort through all the bad ones by trial and error yourself. We've done that for you. We're just going to let you know the ones that work.
So you're telling the listeners that you're not just the old guy with a mic and a computer just spewing some knowledge at them today.
Well, I am those things, but I'm an old guy with a mic and a computer who has had success in this particular area. I'm very fortunate to have had that success, and I want everybody else to have it too. I want everybody else to be able to host magnificent events. And, you know, we're talking specifically about Spartan DECA events today, but as we have prepared for this episode, we've realized, you know, these are principles that apply to pretty much any event you want to host. It's not just about a fitness event. Any type of event you want to host, these principles are going to apply very broadly to all of those.
Yeah, those gray hairs on your head were hard lessons earned. So take it from us. Don't have to repeat the same mistakes that we've made, and take these principles to the heart to really blow up your event. And like Coach said, doesn't necessarily have to be a DECA event. These are principles that apply to any sort of event. So We got three ways coming at you hot. With the first one, tell us a little bit about it, Coach. What is that first step to blowing up our event?
Well, I'm going to borrow a phrase from the church world. If you want the congregation to be warm, the preacher's got to set himself on fire, okay? So you can't be lukewarm on an idea or half in or one toe in on an idea and expect that everybody else is going to be raving mad about it. Too often, we think, oh, if we build it, they will come. Well, no, actually, if we're on fire about it, then they will come. When we have a passion and an enthusiasm and we're all in on something, that's what people will come to and want to participate in. It's not about just because you did it. You've got to have that enthusiasm. So you've got to lead the way yourself. You know, enthusiasm is, you know, that ending of enthusiasm. It stands for I am sold myself, you know. And so I love what I'm doing. I'm excited about it, and I want you to be excited about it. So I've got to be all in on this thing. And you can imagine the shock sometimes I feel as I talk to people who are wanting to host bigger events. I'll call them to see, hey, how's this looking for you? Well, our attendance is pretty low. We only have 10. We only have 20 people signed up. Wow. You know, I'll say, I'm on the other end. Wow. Okay. Well, how many coaches do you have? Or how many trainers do you have? How many people do you have on staff? You know, well, 5 or 10 or 12, you know. Okay. You've got, you know, 20 people signed up for this event, but you've got 12 on staff. Are they all signed up? You know, I think one of them is. Okay. Are you signed up? Oh, you're not signed up. Well, we don't have to talk about anything else. We have found the problem. We don't have to look any further. I don't have to share super secret techniques. You're not fired up about it. You're not signed up. Your staff aren't signed up. It's not booked on your calendar, so of course nobody else is coming. The leaders of your organization, you tell me, Alton, how do people get to be leaders in an organization or in positions of influence?
You first got to be coachable in order to become a leader.
That's right. And so if I am going to, you know, if I'm going to be a great coach, I got to be coachable. And if I'm going to lead people to something, I have to be doing it myself, right? And so for me to create enthusiasm around an event, it's just got to start at the top and start with everybody who's involved in it, being signed up, having it blocked out. They're going to be there. Their families are going to be there. This is an event. This is the place to be. And we're excited about it. And from there, you can start growing it. But can you imagine if I ask you, hey, are you coming to a party this weekend? How would this work? You know, you're coming to a party this weekend. It's at my house. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be there. Wait, what? You want me to come to your house, but you're not even sure you're going to be at your own party? Why would I be there if you're not going to be there? It makes no sense. Come on. So once we've established that you guys are signed up, now we can start to grow. We're starting to get that critical mass.
I love this step to the process, and it's so important with leadership to lead by example. People are going to follow the example that you set as the gym owner in this situation, or just as the person that's in charge of setting up the event. And I love that first, that's a super actionable step that you can take, is sign up for the race yourself or be at that event if it's not necessarily a DECA event. What are some action steps that you as a leader can do to set yourself on fire and set your team on fire, and then eventually snowball down into blowing up your event?
Well, one thing, if I'm excited about it, I'm going to want other people to be there, right? And so this kind of leads into our second step. They kind of bleed together here, because I'm going to be, if I'm happy about something, I'm wanting something to happen, I'm going to be talking about it, you know? I'm going to have other people there with me. If this is going to be a truly great weekend and we're going to have fun together and good things are going to happen, and, you know, people are going to do something they were scared to do. In the case of DECA, many are scared to do, or people are going to set personal records and feel that sense of accomplishment that their exercise program is working, or maybe they're going to get a great time that could possibly qualify them for the world championship. Well, those things are wonderful. I want to be there. You want to be there. So I'm going to start by sharing those wonderful things. And hey, aren't you going to be there for this? Now I'm inviting, and talking about it and inviting. I've got to have my own personal goals, but then I'm spreading that and talking about it. And when I'm talking about it amongst my leadership team or among my staff, we're talking about it in positive ways, not as something we have to do, not as something, oh, we're wondering who's going to be there and we're timid about, oh, is so-and-so going to be there? Well, I don't know. You know, and we're hem-hawing and back and forth, but this is happening. It's going to be great. And we start to build that among ourselves just in our very dialogue. You know, words are powerful.
And I feel as though people can really sense that genuine engagement in something. When you're really into something, people are going to feel that and they're going to want to be just as engaged as you are, right? If someone's just kind of half in, half out about their event, you're really going to have a difficult time drawing people in. But when people can tell that you are super into this event, it's really going to draw people in and make them want to be a part of that. They're going to feel like they're missing out. Like, oh, this guy's super fired up. He's acting all crazy about this. Like, I'm going to be missing out. I'm going to get FOMO if I don't do this, right?
Yeah. And
I feel as though FOMO is a real thing to draw people in. People are genuinely afraid of missing out on experiences that other people are going to be enjoying. People want to be involved in something in their lives.
Yeah, and exactly. If I'm got a good thing, and that's going to be contagious, especially that FOMO is going to happen when it's people you love and trust and respect, right? So in the case of a gym, a trainer, the owner, you know, the coaches in the gym, they're people that the clients love, they trust, they respect, right? And so when someone that I love and trust and respect is excited about something and is looking forward to it and is inviting me to it, well, that's what I don't want to miss out on, right? Because this is coming from someone that I love, I trust, and I respect. And so I want to be in on that action too. And so your leadership, having that enthusiasm, I am sold myself, coming from the right person, that enthusiasm is going to be contagious. And others are, like you said, going to want a part of it and going to be scared eventually, like, oh, I don't want to miss out on a good time. Everybody's having a good time. Maybe I'll show up and cheer people on, you know, or maybe I'll show up and volunteer. Even if I can't feel like I can't accomplish this event, I just want a piece of the action.
I can say personally, there's been multiple times I've been at DECA events and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to sign up and race. I'm just going to help out. It's going to be a long day of volunteering. And just being in that atmosphere makes me want to get involved in it. I want to race by the end of the day, even if though I'm dead tired. I've been up since, who knows, like 4 or 5 in the morning, been reffing people through these races. I'm just, that energy just makes you want to be a part of it. So just getting people in the door, especially with a DECA event, is really going to get them sold on it. And maybe it's not possible for them to race that day, but the next time you have a DECA event, you're going to guarantee those people are going to be first in line to get signed up for that.
Because it's a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to taste it and want more.
Mm-hmm. And when you personally are sold yourself, then people are going to feel that. They're going to get engaged, and then they're going to be super hyped about it, be talking about it to everyone, and then that's going to snowball, and it just keeps spreading to people. They're going to go talk to their friends, and then those friends are going to go talk to their friends, and it just causes that snowball effect, and you're getting more and more engagement with your event.
And that the way you're saying it is exactly right, because the snowball effect is the idea of that you build to that critical mass. And so first it's you, the leader. Are you enthusiastic? Are you talking about it in your staff meetings? Are you talking about it with your staff? Are you talking about it with the clients? And now are your leadership, your coaches and your staff, are you guys talking about it amongst yourselves and with others with anticipation and wanting it to happen? And now are we recruiting our volunteers? Let's get our volunteers signed up, because you know pretty much any event you do anywhere in the world, it doesn't matter if it's DECA or at a church or at a school or wherever, you're going to need volunteers to help you with that. Are you recruiting them? Because when they agree to volunteer, they're agreeing to be there. So now, as you said, that snowball, that critical mass starts to develop because I'm going to be there anywhere I'm going. I'm bringing my family and, you know, any of my friends I can talk into it. Hopefully then all my coaches, they're coming, they're bringing their families. And now we've got our volunteers, they're coming, they're bringing their loved ones, and it's starting to grow. And that positive talk, as you said, that snowball is going to turn into an avalanche pretty soon when I start building the core around me. Absolutely.
Not everyone is necessarily going to be into the event. DECA events aren't for everyone. Whatever event you're doing isn't necessarily going to be for everyone. But the more people that hear about it, it's going to get, like you talked about, get to that critical mass to where you're really going to blow up that event. So I'm glad that we were able to clarify. Hopefully no one, when we brought up the first step, got some lighter fluid and a lighter and was ready to light themselves on fire. Hopefully that didn't happen. We were able to clarify that for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Figuratively, there are no humans being immolated in this episode.
No one was burned during the recording of this episode.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So step one, set you and your team on fire. Step
yes.
two, personally inviting people. So this is something that I know that you've experienced a lot when trying to do DECA events. Gym owners will be like, oh, I posted a DECA logo on my Instagram. People should know what that is, right? I just posted some link up on my story. People should be signed up. It's going to blow up. It's going to be a massive thing. Why is that wrong,
goodness.
Coach? What's wrong with that?
First of all, I can tell you that when I'm calling a road show host or a gym owner and I ask them, so, you know, what are you doing to recruit? And they answer with, well, I've posted it on Facebook. I created a Facebook event, or I put this on my Instagram. That's when I'm fortunate we're on the phone, because I know people might be listening and not watching this, but that's when I'm like, you know, face down, hand covering my face, shaking my head, going, oh no, we are in trouble, right? Because it's about a personal touch, not about a picture or a piece of paper, right? It's not about a flyer hanging on the bathroom wall, or I created an event on social media. Social media, powerful. Having flyers up, absolutely necessary. QR codes, super helpful. All these are good things. I'm not knocking them. But let me tell you, as sure as the sun shines, they are no substitute for a personal invitation. Now, there may be some people, some percentage of people, that all they have to do is they're going to see that and they know they want to be at that event. You know, you're having a pie eating contest and they love pie. They're going to sign up and be there, right?
I'll be there right away.
You will be first in line. Nobody has to invite you. You just heard about it, right? And it's that way with DECA events, any type of event. You know, you throw it up there, and that percentage of the population, they're going to be first in line. They're going to sign up. They don't need any nudging. You got them. But that is not going to fill up your event. That is not going to be what gets that event full. It's going to be from personal invitations. Hey, have you signed up for DECA yet? But people will say, hey, are you doing DECA? And I'll ask, what do you mean? Why is this an option? This is what we do. This is the thing. This is a functional fitness test to measure whether or not the program is working. This is going to help you have something on the calendar that you're going to strive for, and you're going to be a lot more faithful to your program. You're going to be better dialed into your nutrition program, right? Of course you're doing DECA. I'm asking what time you've signed up for, not whether or not you've signed up. Come on. I'm not asking you, are you taking your vitamins? Are you drinking water? Of course you're going to do those things. You want your body to be helpful, you know, healthy, you know. So what we've got to do is ask, you know, ask away, ask people, have you signed up yet? Right. And it's in the question. I'm joking around a little bit, but people, you can't get the right answer to the wrong question. I say that all the time. You cannot get the right answer to the wrong question. So we've got to ask the right question. Like, have you signed up for DECA yet? Have you signed up for this event yet? What time are you going to be there? And if they say, well, you know, I'm injured, I can't participate. You said earlier, it's not for everyone. And your event may not be for everyone. You know, you got the pie eating contest and someone's diabetic. This event is not for them, but we're not going to exclude them. You're still welcome. We've got a role for you somewhere, somehow. We've got a role that we're going to make this happen for you so that even if, you know, in a fitness event, even if you can't complete that event, we've still got a role for you that's important and meaningful, and we want you there. And so having that space for everybody and inviting them, and I want you there. I want you to be a part of this. And again, when that's coming from a leader, from someone they know and they trust and they respect, it's going to be meaningful.
Yeah, and I feel like if anyone says no when you ask them that question, just send them the episode of when we talked about Ricardo's Rules of Resilience that said you can't say no unless it's followed by yet. Maybe that'll get them to change their mind.
Yeah, I can't say can't unless it's followed by yet. I can't do that yet, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I love that personally inviting people. What are some examples of ways that you can personally invite someone? Like obviously there's talking to someone one-on-one, but what are some other ways that we can be personally inviting people to our event?
You know, this applies whether you're a church trying to have an event, a school trying to have a fundraiser, you know, a community organization trying to have an event, or a gym trying to have a DECA fitness event. The principle is the same. Get your leadership out there personally inviting people and inviting them into a role of some kind, right? At least attending, but hopefully a role of some kind. And so what I will tell gyms is, hey, each one of your staff, you got five coaches, you know, you and four trainers at your place. That means you're going to have, when you know, by this time in 3 days, you're going to have 15 signups that you don't have right now, because each one of you is going to go out and sign up to do a team's race with three people. You're going to find the first one is somebody that is scared to death to do this fitness event, is convinced they can't do it. And maybe that's because of a legitimate physical limitation, right? Maybe it's just fear. Maybe they saw the ad and, you know, they saw the ad running on Facebook of a DECA, and it was somebody with an 8-pack, you know, and muscles for days. And they said, I'm not that. I can't do that. And they're just scared, or maybe there's just a legitimate physical limitation. And that coach is going to go out and find that person that's terrified of this, or maybe truly can't do it due to a limitation, and say, okay, you're going to do this as my partner. I want you to be my partner. We're going to do this together. And okay, you can't do the box step overs. I'm going to do that part for you. Since we can split it up any kind of way, I'm going to do that part for you. And that client is going to feel loved. They're going to feel cared for. They're going to feel accepted, and they're going to feel included. And there's really important things that are going to happen when someone that they know and they trust, they respect, that is showing care and concern for them, invites them to be their partner. So that's the first person you and each one of your staff are going to find. The second person, if we put that person on the very, very beginner, scared end of the spectrum, we're going to go all the way to the other end of the spectrum, and we're going to find somebody who's athletic and someone who's maybe done one or two or 10 of these events, and they can tear it up. And we're going to say, hey, your coach should be in shape, and this person is in shape, and we're going to try to get a legit time. We're going to try to post something on the leaderboard that could get us invited to World Championship. And when they do that event, there's going to be, you know, there's something about when you go all out with somebody on something, there's a bond that forms between you and that person. And so you're going to have really great client retention, you know, with that person. And possibly you're going to light a fire in them because they're going to see something that they didn't know was within themselves. I've found people at races that said, hey, let's do a race together. And we get done, and, you know, we had a pretty good score together. And all of a sudden, the fire lights in them, like, hey, wait a minute. You mean I could qualify for World Championship? Whoa, I didn't know. You know, I wasn't even something I even thought I could do. Yes, you can do this. And just open their eyes to something that's super cool, a really neat part of life that they just didn't think they were going to have. So that's the second person you and each one of your staff are going to go partner up with. And the third one's in between. Just find somebody in between those two extremes. And, you know, a DECA Strong Relay usually takes, for most people, between 12 and 16, 18 minutes. So, you're working half of that. You're working about 6 or 8 minutes. So we'll take the long side. We'll say 8 minutes. If your coaches can't work out 24 minutes on a Saturday morning, they might need to find a new line of work.
Yeah, and in your case, pairing up with people just guarantees that they're in the old people's age division.
Yeah. Hey, sign up with me, and we'll be up in the if you're racing with me. Yeah, you'll be in the 120 plus, and trust me, there's no elites in there for us to compete with, so we'll have it all to ourselves.
Yeah, and another great way, back when we had our brick-and-mortar gym, another great way that we used this system of inviting people to pair up was to re-engage people that either canceled or had frozen their membership, to bring them back into that gym setting. And yeah, not every time did someone reactivate their membership afterwards or come back because of that, but it definitely helps with the gym. We're in the business of building relationships. People
That's
may
right.
cancel their membership, but they're not going to cancel a relationship, and that just grows and fosters that relationship with that person by doing something like that.
Sorry. Absolutely. And I've got a story about that. We have a gym at our church, and it's called Champs Academy. And I was down there doing a quarterly challenge one time. And we were, I was trying to do two or three of these. I was making it my workout for the day. And some lady came through the gym to talk to her son, who was in the gym working out. She wasn't a member of the gym, but she came to talk to her son. And I, kind of an acquaintance, I had seen her and talked to her and her boyfriend at church a couple of times, like we generally sit a row or two apart, And so it kind of an acquaintance. And I said, hey, I really need a partner for this, and nobody, everybody else is already gone or whatever. Would you do this with me? And she hemmed and hawed, and I don't know. Well, I said, I really need somebody. Would you do it? Well, I guess if you need somebody, I'll do it. And so we spent, I forget how long that challenge was, 8 or 10 or 12 minutes, sweating together and trying to make this thing happen together. And you know what? We came in that day as acquaintances, and we left as friends, and we've actually been friends ever since. There's something powerful about, just pouring yourself out and sweating together and going for something that's really hard and really tough. It does bond you together.
Another great example of that bond that's formed is your race with JP, Joe Bala, and Yancey Culp. I know for you, that was a huge moment where that kind of really solidified your relationship with those guys. And yeah, I remember when we were on that trip, that's all you could talk about after that race. You just kept talking about how crazy and awesome that race was. It made that whole trip for you, even though we did a lot of other cool stuff during the trip. We went to the beach, and he was still talking about that race on the beach.
We went to Hollywood. We went to, we did all these amazing things. But what was the highlight of my trip? This 10-minute race that we did, or 12-minute race that we did together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something special about it. It really taps into our humanity in a deep way.
Even so much so, we had an extra day to do whatever we want, and we decided to come back and help stay in a convention center while these Indiana folk are out in California with the nice weather. And what are we going to do? We're going to go into a convention center and help out more with DECA, because that's just how much it means to us, really.
Yeah, it does. That's a beautiful example.
Mm-hmm. So step one, set you and your team on fire. Step two, personally invite people. And now for the third and final step, your next event starts before this one is over. Tell us a little bit more about that, Coach.
So really, you need to be planning ahead. Too often, the tyranny of the urgent rules our lives, and we're running to the next thing we got to do and the next thing we got to do. And, when you're a person who puts on any type of event, again, at a school, at a church, a community organization, or at a gym, it doesn't matter. There's a lot going on in your life, and the pattern is generally the same for all of us. We race, we go like crazy to pull the event off, and we don't get enough sleep, but we're just high on the great feelings created by that event. And then when it's over, we crash, and we try not to think about it for 2 or 3 days, or maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and then okay, we got to start thinking about the next one. And the trouble is that that great feeling that we all had, that we just got done talking about, that feeling of human connection and, you know, the endorphins being released and the sense of community, all those great things that happen, all that momentum was created there. And now we've kind of let that momentum slide and we're back to zero again. And that's a mistake. It's a natural and understandable, very forgivable mistake, but it's a mistake nonetheless. So here's what I want each gym owner to do. And I've coached gym owners to do this, and they are picking it up and running with it. And it's having a really good effect for them. And it's something we used to do in our gym, except now there's even one more step that people can do that they weren't doing before. So if I've got an event, next week, and we're in springtime of the year, so we'll just say if I've got an event next month in May, I know that my following DECA is going to probably be 3 months after that, let's say in August. So instead of waiting until my May event is over and I've recovered and I've caught up with other stuff, and sometime in June go in and put in for my August event, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put in for my August event in April, and I'm going to request it. And when I get that event, and when I request it, I'm going to put in for my August event in April before my May event has even occurred. All right. And I'm going to request that event. And when I do, I'm going to put in the notes of that request, hey, early bird special discount of 10%. Okay. And create that code. I want it to expire at 11:59 p.m. on the day of my event, and my May event. And here's why. Because on my May event, when it rolls around, I'm going to have flyers for my August event all over the place. I'm going to have the wallpaper. They're going to be on the front door, bathroom doors, bathroom stalls, registration table, timer table. I'm going to have flyers for that event everywhere. Remember, I said flyers and social media posts are useful and helpful. They're just not a substitute. Right? Because what they do is they pave the way for that personal invitation. And so when people are at my event and they're loving it because we've provided excellent customer service and we've shown that we cared about them and we've provided a great experience for them, and they would invariably ask me the same thing when they're walking out the door. Hey, let me know when your next one is. Well, instead of me waiting and getting back with them a month later after my next event is stood up, I'll just tell them, hey, point your QR code to the door. Now, that was something we did all the time when we owned the gym, right? Just point your QR code right there at that flyer. And, you know, again, we've wallpapered the facility just about with these flyers at this point, so they're never more than 6 feet from one. And so point your phone at that QR code right there and go ahead and sign up. And if you'll do that, there's an early bird discount code that expires tonight. You'll get 10% off if you do that. Now, you know, before you say, well, that's manipulative, it's actually good customer service. Because here's how I look at it. If I've just gone to a fantastic event and I want to come to that next one, I know me, right? I'm going to go home and I'm going to kind of forget to look it up, and I'm going to forget to get on the website and find when the next one is, particularly if it's not going to be on the website for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. And I got to 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, remember to look it up and then sign it up. And right, I know I'm going to procrastinate, and I know I'm not that much different than everybody else, right? They're going to do the same thing. Well, in this way, I'm not that much different than everybody else, that they're going to do the same thing. They're going to go home and life goes on and they get busy and they're going to miss out on that experience. Whereas if I provide the opportunity and the motivation for them to go ahead and sign up for the next one, guess what? They're going to come have another great experience, right? I'm going to make their life better and I'm making it easier for them. It's good customer service is what it is. It's providing a way. And so I'm actually going to be planning for my next event at this one. My next event begins before this one ends.
I really like what you're talking about there. And I feel like the time where people are most likely to sign up is when they're riding that dopamine high. I just finished the race. This is awesome. Like, oh, there's a trifecta medal. I got only one third of the medal. How am I going to get the rest of it? How many times do people ask about that? Why do I only have a little triangle piece of a medal? And then you tell them about the trifecta. It's like, oh, well, I got to get the rest of the medal now. Well, QR code right there.
right there. I am serving you well. I'm giving you what you want. And again, the whole how we got started down this path was everybody would love the service we provided for them and the experience they just had. And they're feeling really great. And so they would ask, when's your next one? Let me know when your next one's going to be. Okay, well, I'm letting you know right now. I've got an answer for that question. You don't even have to wait for it. You know, so having that ready for them is good for them. It's a true win-win because now they're connected to your event. They're signed up for it and they're going to plan around it rather than waiting till the week before and going, I've got a lot going on. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. And then they've got the agony of that decision. Where when you're signed up, you're committed. It's a lot easier to say, well, I've already got a race that day. I'll have to pass on that, or I'll have to come after that, or something like that.
And a book that I've been rereading lately because it was just so good was Atomic Habits. Shout out to former guest Jim Beebe who put me on to that book.
And Unbreakable Athletic Academy.
Yeah. And one of the great things that they talk about in the book is he was talking about this guy who he will, before he leaves an area, he sets it up so that the next time he can come back in. And he was talking to the guy about it, and he was like, well, I'm really a super lazy guy because people think he's so proactive and he's such a efficient person. And he's like, well, I'm really a lazy guy. I just like to, because when I come into a space that I've already set up because of the time that I left previously, it's already set up and ready for me to go. And I feel like that's a pretty similar concept we're talking about here. You're setting it up, you're putting in a little bit of effort beforehand, and it's going to pay off more dividends later on with that. So great stuff there.
Absolutely, yes. All right. So we've given you three steps, and here's a little tease for what's coming up with Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast. We're going to dive into some specifics. We're going to have some fun stories for you when we do DECA disasters. We've got a really fun episode coming your way where we review some DECA disasters so you can learn things to avoid. Then we're not going to stop there because then we're just talking about disasters. And true, it's fun to avoid mistakes and not step into a pile of poop, but that's not good enough. We're also going to talk about some really DECA home runs that we've seen, and we've got a really great episode planned for you with that. So that's where we're going to dive into some specifics about what you can do to really knock it out of the park. First of all, avoid the disasters, true enough, but we're going to give you some pro tips that are going to help you really knock it out of the park for your next event.
As always, if you need coaching in resilience or in your hybrid racing, get a hold of us. We love to hear from our listeners. Give us feedback on the show. You can reach out to me at coach.ricardo on Instagram or Ricardo Molinax on Facebook.